We had just read the Mishnah on Chafalad in the third parak. We'll go back to the Yerushalmi at the end. And the Gemara now comments on the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had given four cases. If you hear a sofer practicing with his students, if a man has a get written for his wife and decides not to give it to her, but somebody else with the same names wants to use that get. Third case was a man has two wives with the same name, and you know, he changes his mind which one he wants to divorce. And the third and the last case where he has two wives with the same name, he's not sure which one he wants to divorce when he writes the get. I still can't wrap my mind around that one. That sounds like some version of not that I've ever saw the Hunger Games, but it's like the Hunger Games for the marriage. They're going to compete who gets to stay. And that's a Borer, that's a Brera case. That Gemara's talking about. So, anyway, the Bavli comments on case number three. The case number three is where there's one guy with that name. He has two wives with the same name, so the get should be a dual-use get. So, Ephraim, please read. So the Gemara says it sounds like he's able to divorce wife number one. He can't divorce wife number two. He can divorce the Gedolah, he can't divorce the Kana. And when the Mishnah says that Karsa Blesh Karsa Gedolah Garish the Kana, but he can be Megarish the Gedolah. So the Gemara says, okay, so that would suggest that if you have two people with the same name in the town, they are allowed to have a shtar and collect from somebody else. And as Rashi explains, let's say there are two Yosef ben Shimons in the town. Wicked Shimon ben Yosef, okay? Your father's name is not Yosef, is it? What's your father's name? Two Shimon ben Akhams in the town. Okay, two Shimon ben Akhams in the town. And one of them is holding a shtar against Ephraim. And so Ephraim is going to say, one second, you're the wrong Yosef ben Shimon, it's the other one, and you have no standing in this court. La badar nidia. Because we say, we're not foshesh that. The other, Shimon ben Avram, dropped the shtar, and Shimi picked it up, and now was trying to collect it. But if Shimi is holding the shtar, and the shtar has his name in it, even though there's another guy in town with the very same name, nonetheless, Ephraim can't say la badar nidia. So the Gemara says, you see from that if the wife were to have this get, it would be valid because the husband wouldn't say, oh, well, the husband will say, or somebody will say, well, maybe you didn't really get divorced because your other wife got divorced and she left the get somewhere and you took the get. And now you're trying to pretend you're divorced. No, we would say that she is divorced properly. So Shnei Yosef and Shimon Hadar Birachas can collect the shtar from somebody else. That's the inference that should be drawn from the Mishnah, if you're going to be making inferences. So now Abaye responds. So in that case, we have two men with the same name, and their wives have the same name. And one of them wrote the get, and now maybe doesn't want to give it. But the Mishnah says the second one can't use it. But the implication is that the first one wanted to give his wife the get, he would be able to do so. So now, the inference you should draw from that, if you're going to make an analogy between get and mamonos, is... Yeah. In other words, it's one thing... The Shnei Yosef ben Shimon can collect from others, but nobody can collect from Shimon ben Avram, because you know Jonathan pulls out a shtar and says, Shimon ben Avram, you owe me this money, and he says, no, it's the other Shimon ben Avram, and so on. So the only way you'd be able to collect from Shimon. What's that? No. No, with the shtar. How clever you are. Except for what really work. Well, it will work in theory, but yeah. If the other Shimon ben Avram owes him money. So you can collect Mimanovshach either from him or because Shibud the Rav Nosson. Provided that they're Eidei Nesira, because for Shimon and Avram to owe Shimon and Avram money is a little complicated. So, although that case should work better, because if he's holding the shtar, he can say, well, if I owe you the money, why am I holding the shtar? Although that would be kind of funny, because You can't write that star. You know, normally you can write a star of the lobach, holy shemal, emal, v'imal, but you can't write a star. Like the Mishnah says it about two people divorcing, right? The Gemara says it about two people divorcing, but presumably, even though normally you can write a star for the lova, though, even though emal, v'imal, you cannot write a star for Yosef and Shimon when they're two basic Shimon's in the city. That Yosef and Shimon borrowed money from Yosef and Shimon. You know. Okay. I feel like this is worthy of almost a Monty Python skit or something. So if I, that's Abbott and Costello. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says, so Abaye says, what's going on here? You can't, it's not going to, if you're going to use that as a template for getting, then it doesn't make any sense. Because then you'd be saying that somebody else can collect from Yosef Bichim when the two Yosef Bichim is in the city, and we know that's not true. Right? You'd have to have further identifying characteristics. So the Gemara says, Elamayis Lachalameimar, what would you say in such a case? Right. When you think through the logic, so first let's just talk about the logic for a second by Gittin. First, I just want to understand in the internal get logic. When you have two wives with the same name and one is holding the get, but the husband, there's only one husband with that name. So when one wife pulls out the get, we would accept it because how did the get wind up in her hands? The answer is because it must have been given to her. And the only Baal in that get is the Baal in the get is the only get Baal in town with that name. What would happen though? So Mike, what would bother me is the following. Let's say you have two Yosef and Shimon's, and they're married to two Rachels, and one of them is holding a get from Yosef and Shimon. So why don't we say, well, Mestama wound up in her hand. It's not that the other woman dropped it, and she picked it up. It was because it was given to her. What's the problem? The answer is obvious, but it took me, first that didn't click for me. Why is that a problem? If you're going to say to Svara that the woman holding the get means it was given to her, then why would it be different in when there are two Yosefs and two Rachels? No? Right? The logic when there's one Yosef and two Rachels is that it wasn't the other Rachel dropped it, this Rachel picked up, this Rachel was given it. So why not say the same thing? Ah, that's the point. The fact that she's holding the star proves that it was given to her by a Yosef. It doesn't prove which Yosef gave it to her. Excellent. Okay, so that's the point. Just to understand the framing of the Gemara. So the Gemara's answer is, what's the solution in that case? The only way to handle such chiyuvim, if Yosef, this sounds, Shimon and Avram thinks, oh, this is great. I love this world because I can't go and owe anybody money. Why, of course, is that a ridiculous logic? What? No one will feel any money. Right? It's not a bracha. So the answer is, how are you gonna borrow money, Mr. Shimon ben Avraham? Okay. Eidei Mesira. You're gonna need Eidei Mesira. So let me ask you a question then. Does that mean that it's still gonna throw an impediment to the impediment? You know what the impediment's gonna be? A Noshibud, which means therefore? You modern capitalist. It means they're not gonna want to lend to you because they can't get a Shibud on your chasm. Because it's in the matzri to lend to someone who doesn't have karkos. That's why principle is only when you have karka. So bottom line is they're not going to want to lend to no shibud. So what was this? What's the simple answer, Shimon ben Avraham? No, there's a simpler answer, which is what's driving, ultimately going to drive the Ramban and the Gemara, which drives, by the way, it's Ramban quotes Rabbeinu Hananel, I think it's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is the one who disagrees with this Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam agrees with what the Ramban says. Why not just have Adam sign in the Shtar and then use Adam Mesira? So you have a Shtar with Adam, who are Motzia Kol, and you have Adam Mesira, so they can say, this was actually the Yosef and Avram, the Shema ben Avram, who borrowed from that fellow. So Shema ben Avram, the weasel here, can't say, oh, it wasn't me, it was the other guy. What do you mean? It's Eidei Mesira. We saw you borrow with the star, with this status and the money. In other words, you don't have to, the Gemara is not talking, it doesn't have to be talking about which Eidei Mesira. The Gemara just needs a way of verifying that when this star is pulled out, that we know that it is this Yosef, Shema ben Avraham. One way of doing that is by being Mishulashim. But another way is just having Eidei Mesira that can say, yeah, I know that guy. The Tzvi Yisrael, I recognize him. And this was the date we watched him borrow money from this guy. In other words, why does it have to be Rabbi Elazar? Let it be Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir will use Edim say, not that Edim Misira Karti. Edim Misira serve as the Mishalish here. Which is in fact what the Ramban and Rabbi Nathan say. Why does the Re not want to say that? What pushes the Re not to say that? No, you're working backwards, Shimon. Right? Because what? The Gemara says Rabbi Elazar he, at least his hearsay. The Gemara says Rabbi Elazar he. The question is, why did the Gemara say Rabbi Elazar he? Just say, you use Edim Misira. Also in this case. That's right. Right. Either it's not a good get or it's a useless get.
The point
is Matzi Megaresh, though. Yes, but the point is that... No, it doesn't. You're right, but it doesn't. There's a run on our sugya, which you haven't looked at yet, not on this part of the sugya, on a different part of the sugya, on the next half, about the five gittin. Did you do that run there yet? No. You weren't supposed to do the run. I didn't ask you to do the run, but if you, by chance, and you've gotten ahead and seen it. What happens if a man, the second half of the Mishnah, we didn't read the second half of the Mishnah, did we? No. We didn't read it yesterday this year. So if you write a get where you have five men are divorcing their wife with this get, and we think that the signatures might only be on the last one, what's the din for the first four wives? What would you say? You would say Safek Megareshes. That's the logical thing. That's what the Rambam says. The Ran suggests not true. The Ran suggests that if it's not clear from the Shtar whether it's Megaresh, it's not Gerishin at all. But Ephraim, that's not, so you can afford, that's what the Gemara is here, Matzi Megaresh. Now, the Gemara's answer is, oh, there's a way to make the Shtar, there's a way to make the Gerishin clear. Just use Edim Asira. And if it's not inherent in the Get, the Psul, there with the Chamesh, you can't tell who the Edim assigned on. Here we know the Edom are signed on. The Edom are signed in this get. We might not be sure which person it is. They have Edom Asira. This is a perfectly fine get. But the only problem is it's not going to serve as a raya later. Unless you do something to serve as a raya later. So one way of doing it is by Mishalesh, but one way of doing it is having Edom Asira. In other words, that Ron, think about it, the Ron who is saying that, Ephraim, is a Rabbi Elazar man. Right? He's saying, so the Tzav shouldn't matter that much. And nonetheless, it does. In other words, when you give the Shtar over in order for the get to even create a Safek Gerishin, it has to be that, it has to be that the get is somewhat definitive when you give it over. Here, the get can be definitive when you give it over, provided you say the answer. So you're right, Ephraim. Your deal is a good deal. Maybe. Matzi Megaresh, though. He can divorce. I mean, the problem, the challenge with that is nobody wants to divorce their wife if the get isn't going to work. Because then, you know when we are kofanala agerishim? When he's already given a get, she's suffering Megaresh. I think we had such a case, earlier. That's when you can be, Megaresh Bal Karcha. Okay, maybe I'm wrong about that. But the point is that nobody wants to give a get. That's not going to work. So that could just be why the Gemara says, it could just be Lashon HaBalma. But even if you want to say that your diuk is really, if Lashon was Meduyuk, the way you're reading it, still, Matzi Megareshbo, provided it doesn't have to mean that it's written into the get. The problem with a get with, and again, there's no Edim Misira. The problem when there's no Edim Misira on a get that is written in a way that you can't tell whether which is assigned at a particular piece of it, is that at the time you give it, there's no clarity whatsoever. Therefore, the Ran suggests maybe, Lemaisi says it should be machmer, but maybe it's not even a safek megureshes. Because if it's not, if there's no hochach at all in the mesiras aget, either because there are no edei mesira, or because there's the edei chasima, are you're relying on edei chasima, and it's totally unclear what they're signing on, so maybe that's im lo matzi megaresh, but you just can't be divorced from that. It's not even a safek megaresh. The problem, by the way, with Tosos is not this Gemara. This Gemara, this by the way, is a beautiful teaching, so good how Rishonim are working. Basically, Tosos reads this Gemara. He's got a problem. It's a legitimate reading, both what Ephraim said and then Rabbi Lossahi. So Tosos comes up with this Chiddush. The problem is that there are like three other Gemaras that seem to be against Tosos' Chiddush. So each one of them, Tosos has to kind of, you know, bend this way, bend that way. When you look at the Ramban, points out this Gemara, asks the question why it has to be Rabbi Lazar, quotes Tosa's answer, and then quotes three Gemaras that all prove that Tosa's was wrong. And therefore the Ramban says, you know, go raise Rabbi Lazar, or there's another reason. He offers two possibilities. But it's an example of, you have one Gemara on one side, you have a series of Gemaras on the other, and which one does Rishonim choose to be Magif? And once they're Magif one of them, now all the other ones, they have to now, all of a sudden, you know, massage in order to get to fit into their state. So once you've done Tosis, it's very easy to do the Ramban, because everything that the Tosis is a question has to be answered is a raya for the Ramban, the Tosis is wrong. Very straightforward. Okay, so now, with that in mind, go ahead, Ephraim. Yes. And by the way, just one comment about the Tosis, because a question that Yoni and Jonathan asked, and it's a good question, and I think they figured out how to read the Tosos. There is at least one parallel Tosos in where the parallel Tosos is obviously going to be, if you're going to look. Well, the easy thing to do is to look sometimes at the end of Tosos, they don't do it here for some reason, they'll tell you, Ayin Sanhedrin, Visham. If it says Visham, normally there's a Tosos there. If it just says the Sanhedrin, Oh, maybe it says in the middle. Does it say? No, that's funny. Here in Parach de Gemara, if you look at the first wide line in Tosus, it says Kuf Samach Zayin Beis, and you look in the Mesaras Hashas, and it says the Tosus Sham. Normally, what will be done? I don't think it's the other edition. It'll say Kuf Samach Zayin Beis Visham, and Visham tells you, supposed to tell you, look in. There's a Tosus there also, and here, as far as I can tell. I know that there's no Tosos on paper on the base. We've all been there, so we know that there is none. And what was the? Is there another Gemara against this? I thought there were three. That was one. Oh, Havzayin Amad Alfi. I suspect that you don't have there. But that really is not a question. And then is it only two questions? I thought there's a third one. Anyway, so you want to look at the parallels. It happens to be that the parallel Tosos of Baba Basra makes something that is not explicitly spelled out in this Tosos clear. When you read this Tosus, theoretically you should figure it out. But sometimes looking at the parallel Tosusim sometimes it gives you a very different perspective, a different approach. But more often than not, it's just by repeating, sometimes it's Chazara, and sometimes it will actually fill in some information that maybe one Tosus has that the other Tosus doesn't have. It will spell out something more. If every Tosus and Chas had a parallel, many Tosusim and Chas would be much easier to read. Okay, so Tosus says, right. So Tosus here, it's almost sleight of hand. This Tosus is hard to kind of tell. It's you know by now that what's driving Tosus is the Gemara says ve'edei mesir Rabbi Lazarhi. It's the second line that's the problem. It's not that it says edei mesir. If it just said edei mesir, Tosus would have said. Even Rabbi Meir would say in this case edei mesir will serve to clarify what's not clear from the what's situationally not clear from the chasima. But the question says Rabbi Lazarhi, Tosus says obviously Rabbi Meir disagrees. Well, why does Rabbi Meir disagree? Have edei mesir? The answer is because it's not muchachti tocho. So lo matzi megarish by the way Ephraim is reading. It's impossible to be megarish with it. So now Tosus has got problems. Ahidah megarish. Stop. Is this what our Mishnah says? Tosus has a word in here, Ushma Sehem. So you're looking at me and say, Rebbe, like, okay, it's a big deal. What else are we thinking about? The reason why that's important is because Shimmy? Ephraim? Excuse me, what? What Shimmy said is correct, but you didn't. Did you see the Ramban?
I started the Ramban. I think I got up to that.
Okay, but do you realize the Ramban's Raya against Tosis? Is it, how can you say it's Meshulashim according to Rabbi Meir? It says Shnei Kitin Shavin. I asked in Shir yesterday when we read it for the translation. How did you translate? Identical. Tosus adds in the word, I don't know what his nosach was, I didn't check his bayat. He adds in the word, Shavin Ushmosehen Shavin. So it means the names are identical. So you can say, it means, the Gittin are not identical. The names are identical. The Bel Yosef and Shimon. But somebody added in, oh, and by the way, some type of a simon. Right, it didn't have to be Reuven ben Shimon ben Levi. It could have been something else. But the names are the same. Yeah? So you're right on that, but if you put in a simon, that's why, simon or Kohen. Right, that's what he says here. Where does he say Mishalashim? In Dalit. I have here, Shekasu Doros. I guess Doros or Simon or Kohen. So Doros would be. So Doros doesn't work so well, but Simon and Kohen could work. But even I would say, you could say a person's name is Reuven ben Shimon. The fact that you add Ben Levi doesn't mean it's a different name. That's more like a simon. I could stretch and fetch. Agreed. But if you say Shmoseim Shavin, at least you could fetch that. If you say Shnei Gitin Shavin, you know, it doesn't mean that the exact size paper when they cut it is the same. But presumably it means the contents are identical. Okay, but notice when Tosos, so I only caught that in Tosos rereading it because we knew the Ramban's argument was Shmei Gitin Shavin. Okay, so continue. You have to add in the Nis Arbu, as the Bach points out. The Shnei Gitin Shavin, Nostim Shnei Mlazol Shnei Mlazol is not a general thing. So the problem is, how can Rabbi Meir have two gittin whose names are the gittin are identical? It's not Muhach Mitocho anymore. So the answer is, oh, so what's up? So like Tosa said on Daftal, and it means there's something else in there that actually does this. The gittin are not actually shopping. And you actually can tell whose is which. But then, of course, the question arises, what's the problem? Going back to my, you know, a university entrance test. What's the problem? Okay, so the Gittin aren't Shavin anymore. So, who is your grandfather? Are you a Kohen? You know, what's the issue? So the answer Tosus gives is, guess what? Now, notice, what was the Mishnah's case? Shnayim Sheshalchu. Now, mind you, you might have asked the women. No. Oh. So that's a dispute amongst the Rishonim. You were saying that as a joke, partially. However, if you take a look, in the Rashba, I think says, I thought it was the Rashba who said, and the women don't recognize it either. The Mashma that the women are monos. But then, or it's in the Mitzvah maybe. Or, I don't remember. And then he points out that Ritva somewhere else says they wouldn't be Nemanis. The Nashamanat Nemanis. Why would they not be Nemanis? It's just a beaver of a fact. It's not a Eidus. Firstly, they have absolutely no incentive to lie. It's not in their interest to lie. And secondly, they're just being a matter of fact for us. Well, a woman's not Nemanis. Right. If we asked your mother to tell us, what is your father's name? Is she not Nemanis? There are two different ones here. She's getting her get anyway. So, and we're about to go give both to both. So what's the problem? She could just say, oh, by the way, my husband's grandfather's name was Feivel. I'm sorry?
If they both go to
Well, they'll each keep one. Litzara pitzol chisa. Mammon is not batel.
Not
but the point is, why, again, there's such a powerful umdana, why would she lie? Because she's going to be showing this guy Feivel, and then somebody later is going to go, you know, his grandfather's name was not Feivel. This is not a valid get. What's that? Why would she want to lie to mess herself up? You did not give the right answer to that question. She would lie to mess. Oh, well, no, it's not her rival wife. You can't, never mind, scratch that. You know the Gemara in Yevamos? If one wife, there are five women who are not believed, testify that a woman's husband has died. One of them is the rival wife. So the Gemara asks, well, what if the rival wife goes and remarries based upon her own testimony? The Gemara says, we're still afraid she's lying, even though she's going to mess herself over. If she can mess over the other wife, tamos nafshi imtashim, which is one of Chazal's many profound, true psychological insights about humanity. Cutting off one's nose to spite one's face. So yeah, that won't work. So scratch that. Okay, so you say because she doesn't want to be divorced. Yeah, but what is this gain? What does she gain? Mizonos.
She thinks that she can, convince the guy not to come to live again. Or...
Okay. That doesn't seem to be the general trend of most things, you know. Okay. She could just refuse to accept the guy, too. She could run away. When you want, you can meet Megat. What's that? She can curl up in a ball, like an armadillo. No, she could be Mavata. I don't want my Dalai Lama to be Kona. She could state that before. See, that's the problem when you let them go to G-Pass. They might get one of these women who's running away, and she knows the shots, and she'll figure out a way to prevent it. So obviously, in general, one of the challenges, when we talk about the Chermelin Gershon, not Megar Shishta Bal Kocho, of course, the Megar Shishta Bal Kocho assumes that you are able to divorce her. You have to be able to find her, you have to be able to give her the get. She might be able to avoid that. So. Well, didn't the Gemara say the Eved, he did say the Eved could get away, right? There was something about the Eved getting away on the top of your Dalet. What's that? Oh, you can get around it. But your wife, you can't. Well, you cannot sell your wife, number one. Number two, right, so she could get away if she wanted. Anyway, okay, so the back hour show. Maybe I shouldn't use that expression anymore. Because the show is entertaining. So.
Well, we are entertaining.
So anyway, the bottom line is that the simpler answer is that she's not here either, or she doesn't know. Right? We know it's shlichim because it's shneim sheshalchu shnei gittin v'nisarvu. So no shneim lozo shneim lozo. It sounds like she's there, so probably she doesn't know. Alternatively, they could have sent the shlichim kabbalah. So okay. So anyway, Tosa says. When you see Tosos on Daf Dalva, he says the Mishulashim, you should be scratching your head. What does Mishulashim accomplish? Now the get and aren't the same, so we can tell them apart. The answer is, in theory, we can tell them apart. So for Rabbi Meir, it is Muchach Mitocho. It's just not Muchach Mitocho for the Shlichim. But it's Muchach Mitocho. Okay. So when I read Tosos on Daf Dalva, I knew there was an answer, but I was kind of puzzled. What is this? And I saw in the Ran, for the first before I saw this Tosos, I saw in the Ran, it's quoting essentially, the Tosos is like, there are people who know, just not the people actually currently involved in the proximate to the giving of the get. Okay, in that, Tosos has got a second question. Vim Tomar. Well, Achav, the Husukah, what is that Gemara? We don't pass in that way. But what is that Gemara? Based on gets a get? No, I thought it was somebody loses a get. And then they pick it up and they say, I found it. No? So that's the case. At the end of the parent. Towards the end of the parent. I don't understand. I made a get of a mimenu. A menu. Chazayim alf. Matzol alto kashir. And la apostle. Matzol b'chafisa b'tul sakma. Imakira kashir. It has a simen. The kli that holds it has a simen. So... By maybe get the avad, if you find it immediately, it's kasher. But if not, it's possible. And the Gemara now has a question. Is this a case where husaku, why, what are the odds? What are the odds of a get written in this place with the same Baal, or so the same Isha also, what are the odds that there are two of them? And then I picked up the wrong one. So the Gemara ends up having, I think, who was it? Not Rabbi Huna is the one I think that was saying. So Rabba says, yes, Rabba and probably Chista say that the only time we're worried about the get is if number one, it is Hosaku to Yosef ben Shimon's, and number two, it was Melachim Shashayar's Matthias, where lots of people pass by. But if it's not Hosaku to Yosef ben Shimon's, then it's not a problem. You find that get, you just use it. And if it is to Hosaku to Yosef ben Shimon's, but there are no Shayar's Matthias, so the odds that anybody else passed you and dropped the get is also very low. But somebody, I think it was Rabbi Huna, seem to have thought, it seems, although maybe it's not recorded, that Choshishin l'shnei Shvirei, and Choshishin, there are two identical gittin. Shvirei is the name of a place. So Tosus here says that according to the Mamban, who is Choshish? L'shnei Shvirei, l'shnei Yosef ben Shimon, af agav dolo hochsaku, im kain, yes, if in the absence of any other knowledge. Now, again, normal case, a guy didn't lose the get, but it doesn't matter. In other words, why don't we say that if this was the get that the guy gave me, that this is the get? That this is the get that was meant for this woman? The answer is because, well, it's muchach, but it's not muchach mitocho. So, if it's not Muchach Betocho, says Tosas, because we're Chayshina and Lishnei Shvirei and Lishnei Shimon ben Yosef, so then how, according to Rabbi Meir, does a get ever work? According to that mandama. And the answer obviously can't be. What can't the answer be? Okay, in a chanami. That's not possible. It's not possible, because otherwise Rabbi Yosef is getting from there. So it's obviously ridiculous. So it's not a problem for our psak because we paskin that that it's more only choshesh if hosaku shnei Yosef ben Shimon's. So normally, if it's low hosak to Yosef ben Shimon's, not machem, you can write your wife a get. That's not a problem. Okay. So Tosa says. Aval Sama, right? Ella. Okay. So the answer is, in the case, we've seen this before. Once a shkar fell and got lost, then it's Isra. Then all of a sudden we start to be afraid. Shema kasav luvos benisam v'lalavad tishrei. Shema, there are two shviris and two Yosef and Shimon's. There's no reis on the shkar in the first place, and it's not hosaku, we're not choshesh. Yeah? Okay. But again, so if I'm, I'll ask you the question. Because the star fell, if you tell me when the star fell, a regular star, go to the Mitzia case. If you tell me that we're Hoshesh, we are Hoshesh that someone, you know, lost the shkar because it's actually invalid, because it was Pavruah, because he never borrowed the money, you know, or so the Malva, he gave it to the Malva, he never borrowed the money, and so the Malva just dropped it, he wasn't going to keep it because it wasn't important. I don't understand. But the Gemara says, because the shkar was lost, therefore we're Hoshesh Shema Kasav Lobos B'Divon Lavad Tishrei. You want to say that he knew he wasn't careful about it because he knew he shouldn't collect it. Okay. That Gemara's a catch too. People lose stuff. And if both parties say, acknowledge it, that's, which is more logical? Right? When both parties agree that the Malva dropped the shtar, you know, in Bab Metzia, which is the more likely possibility? That it was a proper shtar, or that Kasavu was Benisha Malola Tishra?
be very careful, young man, when you try to use that claw, okay? Not so simple.
Okay.
And that's, it's probably not true when you talk about, the answer, by the way, now that we're saying this, according against the Ramban about the shtar, is that shtaros may override, when we did this. What? Okay. Go ahead. Oh, that's a great idea. A man, two men with the same names and their wives' same names in the city. So she's fighting with her husband. So Ora comes up with a new solution. We'll just go to the, I'm joking when I say that, I think it's a very important organization. I support its work. So it's just a joke. And it's meant not, there's nothing. So Ora will go, ah, we have a solution to the Aguna problem. Last week was Purim, so. I get to invoke it. So Ora says, you know what we'll do? We'll just go to the other husband with the same name. Who's going to know the difference? He'll write the gift for her. We'll use it as leverage against this husband to get him to write the gift. A little closer. So the Gemara says, aren't you afraid that one husband is going to divorce the other wife? So the Gemara says, the answer of the Gemara is, Umishana, you're right, it's a problem, therefore. Yes, if you have two people with the same name, and their wives have the same name, living in one town, you cannot be Megarish, your wife, without the presence of the other. Meaning, where he could protest if it's not, if you're divorcing his wife. So now, Tosa says, Bahashta. In other words, the husband wants to divorce his wife. So Beis Din is going to say to him, bring the other Yosef and Shimon. Because Lo Hosaku, we don't assume there's another one. So if there happened to be two Yosef and Shimon, but Lo Hosaku, then this is not going to be useful. So what must the case be? Ah. So, according to Rabbi Meir, says Tosfos, if you're required to have Muchach Mitocho from the get, what good does it do? Shem, you know, Megarshin Zebeth Ezeh. The get won't be any good because it won't be Muchach Mitocho. Unless, Rabbi Meir, you do what? You put something else in the get. But if so, what's the closing piece of Tosfos' logic? Okay. Fine. So that's how you do. What? No. Then why does the Gemara answer? Why does it have to be a Megarshin as Abafezah? Wait, that's Tosha's answer is going to be. That's the Kasha is the following. For Rabbi Meir, if the Gemara is working within Rabbi Meir, it doesn't make any sense. Because it's Mimanavshach. If you don't put a simon in the get to distinguish them, it doesn't matter that they do it Zebeth Ezeh. It's true that one can't fool the other and play games, but you also can't write such a get. It's puzzle, inherently puzzle, because it's not Muchach Mitocho. And if you're going to, in order to make it not Muchach Mitocho, you're going to put a simon in there, fine. But now you don't need the Emigarshon and Zebeth Ezeh. The answer is, you know how two Yosef and Shimon is the little one sitting in Emigarshon wise? By baking Meshulash. Who needs Zebeth Ezeh? So but if it were Rabbi, if the Gemara worked with Rabbi Meir, it doesn't make any sense. So now, okay, but now Tosis is not done yet. So that's what he says. That Mahashtra Hikimari, Ibo Hosako, forget. If Ibo Hosako, in came the Rabbi Meir, Afilu Zebeth Nezeh, in a Megashin, Achi Yichtibu Koin Odos or Shum Simon, the Oz Lekal Amechas Lamidi means you don't need the presence of the other husband. That's what he means by that line. In other words, then the Gemara's Teretz makes no sense. There was no Kash in the first place. Because Rabbi Meir, you always have to have Meshulash. So there's no such thing for Rabbi Meir as Shtei Yosef and Shimon's Irach Megarsh as Ishtan. There's no such thing. Two Yosef and Shimon's, if two Yosef and Shimon's are identical people, they're doppelgangers, all their generations are the same up, all generations, somehow we have the perfect symmetry in history. Guess what? We have an Aguda situation. Because there's no way for Rabbi Meir, you can be Megarish your wife according to Tosfos. It's obviously never going to happen. It doesn't take very much. First, the probability of a doppelganger is a very low probability. We'll use DNA testing to verify that.
solve the problem. There's always a way to distinguish two people by another family member, by a birthmark, by something that they have, will be clear who was Megarish. But once you have that, they could be Megarish. They're Shalom Befeza. So Tosis says, yeah, but I haven't solved the problem yet. The E. Oh, so the problem is, okay, you'll say, oh, so you understand that the Gemara that's talking about Shnei Yosef and Shimon's divorcing one another with a get that looks the same, and we're afraid that they're going to play games. So if the Gemara is not, can't be Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir would say, Muchach Mitochos, no good. It can't be Rabbi Lazar either, because Tosfos Lashitaso would say, you always require Edei Mesira. The Edei Mesira will make sure, definitionally, that there's no hanky-panky, there's no games being played. Now, Tosis is going to answer the question, but what would the obvious answer be if you are Ramban? Yeah. You're supposed to say, if Ramban, response to Tosis, yeah, of course it's Rabbi Meir, because you're wrong, Tosis. There's no requirement to Mukach Mitoto. That's the whole point. You can do it in front of the Adam, in front of the Bible. That's what it's all the problem, because you're wrong, Tosis. There is no requirement to Mukach Mitoko Mamish from the get. Just be Moser Bifnei Edei Mesira. This is a form of Edei Mesira. Zeh Bifnei Zeh. That's the solution. That's the simple solution. But Tosos believes Rameir holds Mukach Mitoko, so it's got a problem. Now, when Tosos answers and says Va'omeri, he leaves something out, which is that it is Rabbi Elazar. It is Rabbi Elazar, and he also says there that it is Uchsaku, right? I think he says the Huchsaku. The Olam, it's Huchsaku and it's Rabbi Elazar. It's clear when you read this Tosis, it's Rabbi Elazar, but it would have been nicer to spell it out because it leaves people asking the question. And I had to think about it a couple of times to realize, he's working with Rabbi Elazar. In Baba Basra, he spells it out for Teirush. Yes, Ephraim?
Why do you think that's
what they're marrying? What's that? What's your question? Okay, I am losing. You are introducing Rav here, and I am obviously missing some. That's Rav?
Yeah.
Oh, I skipped. Shnei Yosef and Shimon Hadarim bi'er achas emigarshin ela zebifnei zeh. You're saying it has to be Rav Lazar because Rav Haskel is Rav Lazar. You're putting a lot. Faith in our in the Sigis working that night. I hear what you're saying. No. You're not wrong. This is why it's very. I mean, this we should all know this. What you said is excellent. This is why one of the things that Lom Bei Gemara today generally do very poorly, most of us, self included, is we don't pay so much attention to names. You know who pays attention to names? Rishonim. Rishonim pay attention to names. I would jokingly say scholars pay attention to names because they want to write intellectual biography, and Rishonim pay attention to names because they just want to know Shas. And it also means they often realize that there are contradictions between what an Amora says in Gemara 1 and what Amora says in another Gemara. Most of us would never ask the Kash, even if we know both Gemaras, because we wouldn't remember that it was the exact same Amora who said it. Nipotosis always pays attention to those things. That's why he gets to ask lots of questions. We would never have asked our own. Fortunately, we have Tosfos. But this is one that Ephraim did well, because we all know, if you asked anybody here, what was Rav's position? Okay. So, anyway, Tosfos says, the Omeri, and it is within Rav Elazar, go ahead. Okay. So Tosis says, you know what? Maybe Nisira don't always pay so much attention. They know the guy. He's giving his wife a divorce. They're tsurim also. They would never look at a woman. So you are technically mechuyev to do so. So they would, they're not going to pay class attention. They know Shmerel, and he is divorcing his wife. They know his wife's name is Rachel, so he gives the woman again. They assume that's his wife. Don't ask questions. And then what's going to happen?
Well,
Right. So in other words, they walk at the basin, and we'll say that, yeah, we saw this her husband give her a get. And that will be it. Afal pi shel diktiku im hi ase ishto. L'hachi parech. So the Gemara is, you're asking, what the Tosis' original problem is, how could it be Reb Lazar? If Reb Lazar, if you're holding on Reb Lazar, there would be no problems because they're Edim Esira. Tosis says, no, the Gemara is assuming that the Edim Esira are not going to pay careful attention to the tale. And therefore, they'll just come into Beis Din and say, yeah, the white husband, her husband, Yaakov ben Yitzchak, gave her a get. However, and what's the Gemara's answer then, though? The Gemara's answer is, Umashani. Right? So the Beis Din that knows that there are two people with this name and this wife, so they're going to ask the Edim how many men were there. And once they do that, and then they're going to know. They will know whether or not the get was done properly. If, as long as two Yosef and Shimon's are there, then, unless they're all in on it, which is kind of ridiculous, why would they do that? If both Yosef and Shimon's are there, and one is okay with this happening, why doesn't he just give his wife the get himself? So therefore that we're not afraid of. And that's how, what? Purim was already last week. Only for me. Okay, so, V'lo Ratzel L'Tareitz. Here's a very simple solution. Why don't you actually testify that you know what you're talking about when you testify? Like I saw, Reuven, give Rachel a get. I know Reuven and Rachel. So Tosafot says, because if we were, because that would solve the problem. So, in other words, that would have solved the problem from the get-go. But you would have never gotten that, the answer, well, because that's too much for anything to see. So all we have to do is ask them whether they paid attention to whether there were two men standing there well. Okay, that is what Tosa says. Comes along the Ramban. Shimmy, read slowly and carefully. Unless Nisim, I'm not going to ask you to read only because I think it's not going to come out well in the recording. I don't know how well it comes on the recording when you guys read, but at least it's a shot. So, anyway. I thought you were traveling today. Tomorrow. Okay. Good. Travel well. All right. So.
Hello. My name is
Okay. Ikalameda.
Lama little name, Rabbi Elazar.
What do you need, Eide Chasima? Why do you need to say that it's Rabbi Lazar? I understand for Rabbi Meir, who says the Eide Chasima Karti, in this case, to make sure that the get's being given by the right man to the right woman, have Eide Mesira as well. So everybody would just say, Be Eide Mesira. Yesh Mefarshim. Right, and according to Rabbi Meir, right? According to Rabbi Meir, you can never have two identical gittin. Okay, I mean, you can never write a get where this get could be somebody else's get also. Ah, and that's wrong because. Okay. That's the question from Argamara. You want another clever teretz? So, firstly, you could say that the Gemara could have said, Reli Tamech. You could also say that according to the Gemara, it's machlokas Rav Yirmiya and Abaye, whether or not Rav Meir requires milchach mitocha. Rav Yirmiya holds no. That's why he can be milking the Mishnah like Rav Meir. And Abaye holds, maybe Abaye, you can't tell what he holds, maybe he holds, you do need milchach mitocha. Now, obviously, the Mishnah has to be Rav Yelazar. I know it's a pilpul, but you could say that. So, they answer, he said, Fahim Dokhan Asan. Ah, but Vilav. It's wrong. Share. Shavim. Shnei Gittin Shavim. That's the Ramban's argument. The Oud. What? Okay, we're farkin on. The Ibeidim is Sirab Lazar, he? It has to be, Tos Ramban says, that whole Gemara is working within Rabbi Meir. Because if there were Ede, if you hold Ede Misira, and it's Rabbi Lazar, he? What do you mean? There is something very, so what, this, Tosis was bothered, this was why Tosis was bothered initially. He said, it didn't make sense to be Rabbi Meir because it's not Muhammad Mikalha. It didn't make sense to be Rabbi Lazar because maybe Messiah will solve the problem. What's the obvious answer? And this Ramban is very striking. How is it possible for that the Ramban could have easily read that Gemara, Baba Basra, like Rabbi Lazar? You remembered Ephraim the appetizer from the previous sugya, or maybe the container it was contained in. I remember the meat. According to the Ramban, can you have a get with just Ede Hasima according to Rabbi Lazar? What? No? Really? We just spent 2 weeks on this. According to the Ramban, following the Rith, yeah, sure can. So why does the Ramban say it can be Rabbi Lazar? It could be Rabbi Lazar. Maybe according to Rabbi Lazar, we say that Ein Megarish Nishrasayim Elazabeth Bezeh, because it's possible that he Megarish with just Ebi Chasima. Tosfos Lashikaso believes there's no such thing as a get for Rabbi Lazar without Ebi Mesira. So obviously there's Ebi Mesira. Ebi Mesira solved the problem. For the Ramban, the reason why Rabbi Lazar might have to say the whole Gemara could be with Rabbi Lazar is because maybe we're afraid that he'll write a get. Kosvin get, you know, the ish av al pishenishter emo, they're machtim edim, and then he gives it to her without edim asira. Who says Rav Lazar's edim asira there? So for Tosos, who says? Tosos says Rav Lazar always requires edim asira. For the Ramban, you don't require edim asira. And by the way, you can't blame the Ran because he's not involved here. For the Ran too, it wouldn't help. The Ran would be stuck in the same boat as the Ramban. Which is, since, if I don't care, for the Ran if edim hasima works with Torah's edim asira. The reality is, for the purposes of fraud, they're Eidei Chasima. Because there are no Eidim on the actual Nesira, so you don't see which Yosef and Shimon is giving to which Rachel. So I'm struck reading the Ramban. Is the Ramban forgotten what he is going to write later in the Masechta? Touché. You're saying that he's asking on Tosus. Then in Echanami, the Shitasa, the Ramban would say, maybe not. And I could explain this Gemara as, no, you're wrong. No, you're wrong, Fred. This is a logic problem. You know, A implies B, but B doesn't imply A. It fits perfectly. The point is the following. The Ramban wants, Tosus wants to say, Ramban wants to say that this Gemara must be
Rabbi Meir. And you see Rabbi Meir doesn't hold the Muchach Mitocha. So the Ramban says the Gemara cannot be Rabbi Elazar. The answer is the Gemara could be Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar would say, could be Rabbi Meir holds B'chal Yinim Shalasha. Rabbi Elazar holds that you need Edim on the Mesira in this case because you could have gotten away. In other words, it has to be, it means it has to be Zebes Lezeh because there are cases where you don't use Edim Mesira, you just use Edim Chasima. In other words, for the Ramban to undermine Tosfos, what he has to do is to demonstrate that this Gemara Ibavasa is Dafka Rabbi Meir. And he says it can't be Rabbi Elazar, but it can be Rabbi Elazar. Tosfos is forced to figure out a way to make Rabbi Elazar. Tosfos is forced to, because if Tosfos gets stuck with Rabbi Meir, then he undermines his whole point. So Tosfos figures out a way that it could be Rabbi Elazar. And what is Rabbi Elazar afraid of, even though he has Edim Mesira? But the Ramban is trying to say that it cannot be Rabbi Elazar because you need Edim Mesira. Well, guess what? And therefore, it must be Rabbi Meir. No. For the Ramban, you Ramban should realize that it could be Rabbi Elazar, because for you, for sure, it's easy. Tosfos has to get for it to be Rabbi Elazar this way. But the Ramban, I guess this would be the way, the straight way. The Ramban has to just get to it this way. So again, what is the Ramban trying to prove? He's trying to prove the Gemara must be Rabbi Meir, Tosfos is wrong. Tosfos desperately has to figure out how to make it Rabbi Elazar. But the Ramban, by saying, in other words, the Ramban l'shitaso cannot prove, but you want to say the Ramban is trying to prove it must be you say, if he's going to reject Tosfos' teretz, then according to Tosfos, it can't be Rabbi Elazar. And then the Ramban would have to say that Einach Hanami, according to me, I could hold of your shita about Rabbi Meir's Muchach Mitocha, but you can't. Ah, come on. That's exactly what you want to worry about here. This is not... No. We're discussing about some man who's a weasel who's going to give another man's wife his get, a get, because they have to share the same names. Here you have to be choshesh that he's going to do every weasel trick in the book. No, but you may be right anyway. It may be that what the Ramban would say is that, listen, for me, you're right. I can't prove that this Gemara has to be Rabbi Meir. But you, Tosfos, should be able to prove it, because I don't buy your difficult teretz. And as Rabbi Elazar l'shitascha l'may nechosh, dil m'mate t'dehefi, avoy di misiridu. V'im tomar, Shema, go ahead. The Mishaya Ella the Edim Mesira. Ooh. Yeah, well, Edim just walked to the basin and said, we saw something. Basin asked them no questions. If Basin knows, if they know that two Yosef and Shimon's, they'll ask questions. And they're not going to just say, they'll say, Edim just come and say, oh, he divorced his wife. Oh, we have no idea who his wife is. We didn't pay attention to who the woman is. Yeah, he gave to this woman, gave her get, Sky is his name, Umar Malkam Lachos. They bade him ask, Okay. So it has to be that they're Edei Chasima, and therefore they were choshesh that they should not write such a get for him without both men present. The Chevan de Ba'alma. There's more to be said in the last two lines. I'm letting you gloss over them. Go ahead. Right. So what you have to basically is bring, you don't need Edim Mesira, you need to bring Edim that both men were there. The Shuv. Yeah, Mishamra. Okay, so you don't have to worry about that. So Mikomakom. Okay, it's very nice. So I said what I think what Tosa says about Muchach Mitocho Rabban says I think is wrong. Okay, but then why does our Gemara on Chatalid here, why does our Gemara say that it's Rabbi Lassa? So Igal Lameimar, the two it's Igal Lameimar. Al Korchach Masnisan. Our Mishnah must be Eidei Mesira because it's Rabbi Lazar. You know why? The Mishnah is assuming you need Ksiva L'shma. Right? It's not, the Teretz may not be Mochach because Shema calls Sofer Shemakrin, right? He heard them writing. What was the problem with the skep? Was it that it was Nichtav Shalol L'shma? Or maybe they also signed witnesses on it? Especially the latter ones. Okay. Anyway, but Ramban says, assumes the Mishnah is only Ksiva. And according to Rameh, you don't need Ksiva L'shma. So, obviously, the Mishnah means Rabbi Lazar, and it must be that you have Eidei Mesira. Okay. Now, if you were the Rabbi Meir, because you don't need Ksiva L'shma. Vaseifa Nami. Which Rabbi Elazar is that? Is that Breira? Probably. The Chevon. Or, yeah. Okay. So Me'ata. Okay, so what you said that Shnei Yosef and Shimon are Darmiach and Motzi Shtar Al Chayim. So obviously you can't prove that from this. Shane Nirali. Right, I don't know if his is really Rabbeinu Tam, but we know Rabbeinu Tam as Shirsa, and it's a common error. It's a common interchange. It solves the problem. Then Echanami, both Rabbi and Rabbi Lazar, and it's just that you have to, in a get like this, you don't need Muchach Betocho even for Rabbi Meir. You just have to have Eidei Mesira. All right. Any questions? Okay.